This here's Bob Muscatel, always happy when Dan Schlossberg stops by. He does so today. We're going to talk on Travel Thursdays today. And Danny, of course, a tremendous writer of great books, a lot of them about baseball, a lot of them about the Atlanta Braves, etc., but also the new Baseball Bible, folks. It's been he's retooled it a little bit. It was great before. It's even better now. And if you're a baseball fan, you cannot be without it. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And right now you can find Dan Schlossberg right here. Danny, good morning. Thanks for finding us this morning. How's everything?
How about with you?
Everything is just fine and dandy. You and I were just talking off the air. I guess we can chat about it quickly on the air. Nobody got into the Baseball Hall of Fame, Schilling, Bonds, and Clemens. Now, am I right in finding that, in hearing about the fact that Schilling's officially taken his name off next year, which is fine by me?
He's requested that it be removed, but I think he realizes that his vote total is certainly not going to go up. So might as well drop off, and that's his last chance on the ballot.
Yeah, and I think the Veterans Committee might not come calling his way down the road either. We'll see.
No, he will not be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it certainly seems so. He's going to have to pay admission like you and me. So,
although Mike Piazza once told me the only way he thought of getting the Hall of Fame is to buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. Well, he found his entry, that's for sure, and well-deserved. Okay, so today we're talking about Fairbanks, Alaska. And, you know, I don't know if you did. I took a look at the temperature there today. It's real balmy. It's minus -2.
It'll get warmer.
Yes, it will. It will. And we're going to talk about some very warm aspects of Fairbanks, Alaska right now. You just had a recent chat with a real heavy-duty PR guy up there in Fairbanks, and you got some good information, right?
Yeah, I spoke with Jerry Evans, the PR director of Explore Fairbanks. And I learned a lot about Fairbanks. Actually, I've been there, Bob, not during the winter, but I was there in the summer. But there's a lot of good reason to go now, because the prime reason for viewing the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis, it's August 21st to April 21st. That's prime season, and prime time, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Oh, man, I would love to go. You say you've been there. You've been to Alaska a couple of times, right?
Yes, that is correct. And if you go during the winter, I've only gone during the summer, and I went twice. I went once on a 2-week tour, half by bus, half by boat, which was fantastic. But if you go in the winter, it's a lot less expensive and a lot less crowded. And yes, it's a lot colder.
Okay, well, you got to take that into consideration. Just dress appropriately, you know. Now, you were talking about the Aurora Borealis. For anybody that would really like to see that, there are some organized tours. I'm not surprised.
Yes, there are. There are organized tours, and you can check them out. You can go on the Explore Fairbanks website. There is an Aurora tracker there that offers real-time and 3-day forecasts done in conjunction with the University of Alaska's Geophysical Institute. So there's science behind their craziness.
Okay. And you can really, so it gives people an opportunity to really kind of plan ahead. And if they're going to go, at least they can go at an optimal time where maybe they can see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, and they do have people that are called Aurora chasers, just like tornado chasers or storm chasers.
Yeah.
But the reason the Northern Lights are so vibrant there, they have low light pollution, they're far away from the coast, and believe it or not, low precipitation. They're in a desert climate, even though it's very cold.
I would imagine that kind of thing is probably on the bucket list for a lot of people. So there you go. Look into it, folks, and we'll give you a very good website to look into in just a little bit. So tell me a little bit about Denali National Park. I've heard a lot about it.
That is gorgeous. It's a very big park. It's the home of Mount McKinley, which is a famous mountain. It used to be called Mount Denali. Now it's back to its original name of Mount McKinley. And the best way to get there and back is by train. You can actually fly into Anchorage, take the train up to Fairbanks, and on the way back, get off at Denali National Park, explore the park for a day. You could even stay over there, and then take the train back to Anchorage and go home.
Wow. How about that? And, you know, we were just talking about bucket lists, and a lot of people have the Arctic Circle on their bucket list. And if you're going to Fairbanks, I guess you can put that on your list of things to do, right?
You are close enough to visit the Arctic Circle, which is kind of like, for me, the equivalent of being in the four corners of the U.S., the only place that four states meet, and I've done that. That's in the southwestern U.S., Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's Arctic Circle is great, and I would love to do that. And by the way, outdoor hot springs are open in the Fairbanks area. Those are like real-life hot tubs and can be enjoyed all winter long.
And the first thing you'll say when you get in is, hey, Mr. Schlossberg, move over a little, will you?
Yeah, that's about it. Your head might be sticking out, but the rest of you is nice and toasty.
Yeah, I bet so. So Fairbanks, a little less crowded and, as you mentioned, a little less expensive in the winter. So that really is the prime time to go. And you said you haven't, you've gone in the summertime?
Yes, I've gone in the summer, but you can go in the winter, especially if you're interested in the Aurora Borealis. And museums are open, and they have all kinds. Automotive Museum, Aviation, Pioneer, Vintage Clothing, you name it, they have it. And another thing you can do during the winter that you can't do during the summer, dog sledding. You can push your own dogs.
Wow. How about this? So they let you do that, huh? You can actually take, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you can't go for an extensive ride, but you can probably do that for a bit. That'd be fun.
I would love to do that. I'm a big dog fan. I have my own dog, and I don't know if you can hitch your own dog up to the dog sled, but it should be fun.
I think if I remember correctly, isn't your dog a small one?
Yes, 14 pounds.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck hooking up a little 14-pounder. By the way, most restaurants and hotels, I'm looking through your notes, those are open during the entire year, right?
Yes, they are. And by the way, also open, and you'll love this part, breweries and distilleries are always open.
Now we're talking.
So on a nice cold day when you want a hot toddy, you can get one pretty quickly.
Now tell me about this baseball game. I was looking over your notes ahead of time and I said, man, I got to ask Dan about this. What's this about a baseball game that's played up there in Fairbanks?
And now we're talking summer. On the day of the summer solstice, which I believe is June 20th or June 21st, there's a game that starts at 10:30 p.m. There's no artificial light used. And this actual game started as a bar bet in 1906. And a lot of famous players were in college, and they played in this game. Barry Bonds was up there.
Really?
And Tom Seaver, a whole bunch of famous players played in the Midnight Sun baseball game in Fairbanks.
Oh, man, how about that? And a little bit more about Fairbanks. They've got 70 straight days of sunshine. I don't know if they guarantee that, but there could be as many as 70 straight days of sun. How about that?
Yes, and you can actually play golf at midnight. The only bad thing about all that sunshine, and I've been there in the summer, you've got to have blackout shades in your hotel room so you can go to sleep. Otherwise, the sun is up and your body does not want to go to sleep.
That's a good note to make. Explore Fairbanks is explorefairbanks.com is the best website to go to, right? I'm sure that's what Jerry Evans heads up, right?
Yes, and you can get a 24-page free, and if it's free, it's for me, Fairbanks Winter Guide, available upon request. So it's explorefairbanks.com, as you said.
Wow, very good. Explorefairbanks.com. I think a lot of people have had Alaska on their list of things to do, and this gives them a little bit of an option here. So Fairbanks could be the spot for you. Now, a little later in the week, it's supposed to get down to minus 13, but then again, we're in January and we're talking Fairbanks, Alaska, so we have to expect that kind of thing. But Danny, I can't thank you enough for a little bit of info. Man, you're all over the place this month, huh?
Yeah, I am. Next week, we'll be closer to home.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Stay safe in the meantime, my friend.
You too, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks. Travel Thursdays here at WLIS and WMRD.